About 3,000 Vermont maple producers are in the midst of their annual rush to produce a commodity that's conservatively estimated to represent upwards of $300 million in sales each year. After two banner years, they're trying to walk a fine line between price and production. Production is rising thanks in part to more efficient technology, and that's putting downward pressure on prices as the supply expands. But that's not scaring off big out-of-state investors who are boosting the number of taps they're installing to try and satisfy rising demand for syrup worldwide. As Lauren Madelon reports in the first of two stories on the maple syrup industry, those big operations account for an increasing share of Vermont's production.
The wind feels like a chilly blanket, and the snow is knee-deep. Paul Lambert is checking his taps in Randolph Center.
Everybody's adding taps, adding trees, new sugar makers, new investors. So there's a lot of syrup being produced.
Demand's rising domestically and abroad in Asia, Europe, and the UK. Henry Marcris was the Vermont Agency of Agriculture's maple specialist for 34 years before his recent retirement. He's still a go-to source for producers.
Again, we're seeing huge increases in production both in Quebec and in Vermont.
Quebec and Vermont are by far the two largest syrup-making regions in a narrow geographic section of North America, the only place in the world where the syrup's made.
Where that's going to level off, I'm not sure. I do think there has to be a point of reducing some of the expansion to maintain a good price, but we haven't seen it yet.
Which is why out-of-state money's flowing into Vermont maple. Bob Sabalewski is a traditional small-batch producer in Stowe.
It used to be this thing that these guys down the back roads, they're the only ones who knew how to get the sap, you know? And then the technology came into it and spread out the season, and all of a sudden you can take a run at it, you know, make money off of it.
New York-based Crown Maple started working 4,400 acres near Manchester Center in 2016. In Marshfield, another New York company, the Forest Farmers, bought 2,400 acres last summer and plans to have 130,000 taps in place in 3 years. The company's financed by two private equity partners from Massachusetts. Mike Farrell's the CEO.
We can make up to about 200 gallons of syrup per hour.
Farrell's the author of The Sugarmaker's Companion, a guide to innovative technology and marketing. Farrell formerly led Cornell University's Forest Maple Research Center for 12 years. He's bullish on the long-term market,
for sure,
but
yeah,
does have short-term concerns.
You know, we started this venture about 3 years ago, and bulk prices were acceptable.
Then the price for bulk maple syrup, the price paid to producers, hovered around $2.30 to $2.40 per pound, in some cases more.
And they've done nothing but come down since.
It's now around $2 a pound.
And I think if bulk prices were the level they were today, 3 years ago, I'm not sure that we would have invested so much into the larger scale production.
Sweet Tree Holdings, in this processing plant in Island Pond, is another example of large-scale investment in Vermont. It arrived in 2015. It has 500,000 taps, with plans for 1.5 million within 5 years. Sweet Tree's story shows how maple syrups become a commodity, like oil or metals. It came to Vermont as a subsidiary of an investment arm of Mass Mutual Life Insurance. In mid-January, Mass Mutual sold Sweet Tree to a private equity firm in Montreal called Fiera Comox. Sweet Tree's Joe Russo runs the Island Pond operation, and he says Fiera Comox wants to triple production.
It's very, very, very simple. The upside is absolutely gargantuan.
If that's the case, why would Mass Mutual sell? Russo wouldn't discuss that. One of the world's top processors is Butternut Mountain Farm in Morrisville. It buys from producers, then brands the syrup for big volume customers like Whole Foods and Walmart. Here's Butternut CEO John Kingston.
Like most commodity markets, it will attract people at higher prices, and they will tend to retreat during lower prices. So I think we'll see that pattern continue as it does for most commodity items.
The arrival of so-called big maple concerns some Vermonters. A bill before the Vermont House is asking for a review of sugaring operations with 100,000 taps or more.
There's a little bit of fear of the unknown there.
That's Matt Gordon with the Vermont Maple Sugar Makers Association.
A large operation years ago might have had 10,000 taps, and now that we're talking about 100,000 taps or more, it's complete sea change for the industry just in terms of scale.
But Gordon says many of the association's members are already large scale.
Just by virtue of being large, having a lot of taps, producing a lot of syrup, they're not necessarily harming their neighbors.
Demand for maple syrup and maple products is growing by about 6 to 8% per year. And the prospect of that kind of return is drawing in investors like moths to a flame. For VPR News, I'm Lorne Madelon.
And tomorrow morning, Lorne Madelon reports on the legal Canadian maple syrup cartel that dictates prices Vermont producers get.